Good evening, Raglan. Welcome to the new and improved time slot, the new home of the fourth world. Not only does this new time slot mean that I can play cuss words, naughty words, also means that eventually I'm gonna be much more organized and bring you the best possible show I can. That time has not come yet. Life is just like that sometimes. Never mind. So tonight I am bringing you the second installment of my series, which I've called The Antidote to Our Lack of Attention Span. And it pretty much is, as the name suggests, in this Snapchat kind of world, I think there needs to be some places where we just have to let ourselves be absorbed in something. I won't go on about it the first episode because the songs are so long. It created a situation where I could just ramble on and on and on. But I won't do that tonight. So that's the gist of the show, the gist of the show. And yeah, I have to admit, as I started off talking about, I'm not super organized, so it's a perfect show for tonight. I was actually going to play a Jamaican dancehall ragga, sort of like dystopian dancehall, end of the world, robotic ragga madness sort of show. But I kind of want to do that show justice and be more prepared and have the prime set list for you. So that'll be next week. Tune in. It's not going to be, hopefully not going to be your typical dance hall. I mean, there will be some classics by the likes of Capleton and maybe a bit of Linky. But there's going to be a healthy dose of the bug, pretty much. So yeah, end of the world stuff, but who doesn't like a little bit of end of the world sort of fantasy? It's a bit self-indulgent, but fun nonetheless. So this is a tune by Sarom, who I think, if I remember rightly, I actually started off the first installment of the Antidote to Our Attention Span series with. They just are so apt and beautifully progressive in their music and long format. So this is Grazer's Wrinkles Drifts Into Sleep by Sarom, who are an Eastern European band. Where are they from? I think they're from Slovakia. Anyway, I don't want to talk too much, so I'll just let this tune play. You're listening to The Fourth World, 98.1 FM. It's going to be a pretty abstract exploration, as you know, long format songs. There's no songs that are less than 10 minutes. So get a cup of tea, smoke something, do whatever you need to do to just relax. Lie on the couch, lie on the floor, put some headphones on, get a nice sound system, do what you gotta do, because to me, it's a beautiful journey. I'll leave you this tune. I'm Louis. Gonna go through to about 10 o'clock, quarter two. The Fourth World, Raven Community Radio. Thank you. That last tune was a tune by Sirom. Now this is a little tune. Big tune. Big little tune by... what have we got? Well, it's actually gamelan music, which is Indonesian music. It's almost like a mallet orchestra. But to me, this tune, I don't want to talk too much, but to me, this tune, it blows me away how futuristic, dystopian, almost synthetic, the sound that they get from it. I won't talk too much. I can't even pronounce the name of this song. It's called Gong Kibya Gamelan Du XX Sekel Jagra Bloody 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 Blah. But it's an amazing tune, so lie back and enjoy the layers of this one. The crazy polyrhythms. You're listening to The Fourth World, 98.1 FM, Raglan Community Radio. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was a track which I'm not going to, well, yeah, I won't try and say the name. It's a very long, complex name, and I will just say, it's a perfect time to say that I normally, if the show is not a total disaster, I normally post the recording with the playlist underneath with a link to the Spotify playlist. So if there's any tunes that you like, you can usually find them there, just on the website, which is raglanradio.com. If you just look for the Fourth World and look for the picture of the aging chimpanzee astronaut, and you'll find the Fourth World. But that was gamelan music from Indonesia, and if you don't know, it's the traditional ensemble music of a few different places in Indonesia, Java, you know, the Javanese, Sundanese and Balinese people. They all play gamelan, and it's predominantly made up of percussive instruments. As I said before, it's almost like a mallet orchestra. It's probably a really dumb way to explain it, but that's how my simple brain sees it. Pretty amazing music, though, to think that that's traditional music, and the tone and the atmosphere that they get to me is very kind of discordant, very complex, kind of almost, yeah, I could imagine that as traditional music of a thousand years in the future, you know, the sounds and the tones and the layers that they get. I won't get a bang on about it, though. We're going to have a track which I actually think bounces off that tune quite nicely. You might not think so, but I think that, like I said, the discordant kind of tones and notes in there have some connection. But this one is by a band called Radical Reversal, and it's called Not One Real Mother Ucca, plus the F, in America. Although I'm a bit nervous to actually say them naughty cuss words myself. But there may be the odd little one on this tune. But hey, it's after 8:30, so anything goes, right? So this is Radical Reversal with Not One Real MF in America. You're listening to Raglan Community Radio, of course, because where else would you find 20-minute songs of 16-minute gamelan songs? Not to sort of toot my own horn and say, whoa, I'm so wacky, but more tooting the station's horn to say, well, the station is, it's a beautiful thing. It's a microcosm of weird and wonderful music. So without further ado, this is, like I said, Radical Reversal, Not One Real MF in America. If I can find the play button.
Now they got me here doing this timepiece. Ain't even have nothing, man. Just trying to grind it out, man.
They let us out. We go look at TV. We go lock in. We go out. We go to wreck. We walk around the track. We come in. We lock in. We go to eat. We come in. We lock in. We get back out. We hang out for about 2 hours, man, and then we lock back in. Man, lock in about 15 minutes, man. What you gonna do tonight, man? Man, I got this book, man. Man, I heard it's called, like, Convicted in the Womb by this dude named Carl Upchurch, man.
In the morning time, I step out myself.
Some dude, man, he was locked up.
Man, somebody like got shanked, man.
Went and got a degree and was sort of like dealing with gangs and mediating them and all that kind of stuff. You know, I don't know, man. I'm trying
walk into the door, tell them I don't do no roll.
Ice card around, they let us out. We go look at TV, we go lock in.
Walk around the track,
we go out.
At nighttime, a long time.
Yeah, man.
And you get to the morning time.
Yeah. Hey, man, check this out. What's up with that dude down in cell 27, man? I heard he had a double murder beef, man. I don't know, but you know, you can't be asking nobody about what they beef is, man. And what's been happening, man, back home, man? Anybody been writing you? Man, I ain't got a letter from my girl in so long. Man, she jive out there, man, trying to do her thing, man. But you know I'm in here, man.
Consider this a canonical resurrection. A reordering of the ordered order. The politics or aesthetic of craft. And now, enter the chamber. See the unimaginable. Believe the unbelievable. A bullet shattering a windshield. A yell for help. Swallowing the dog. Perpetrator or protagonist. Mandatory time. The clock always ticking.
Shit in here, man. These dudes, man. You know, you gotta watch them dudes from Baltimore. Yeah, man, I know, man. Cause you know, right? Man, that dude black. Man, he got them jokers, man, locked down.
And now enter the chamber. Leave the unbelievable. Unerase the invisible.
Everything 2-4 down, 2-4 down, man. So you gotta be out.
Living it out.
A story
featuring a gun, a bullet, shattering the windshield, hell.
Not even 2 hours after you drunk her brother Jimmy up on the firebox road singing precious ball I steal. You make the first note, sister Mabel cried.
The fans from the side to side, the wailing moment, the preacher scream, reproduce bibliographies of sweat, but creatures are molested, and back up to the Jimmy.
Careful, man, gotta watch. Somebody might be trying to shank somebody else, man. Get all blooded up. Then I gotta go eat some oatmeal, cream of boiled eggs, white bread. Coffee ain't even no good.
A check, two times.
Onlookers blinked at the rustic microphone. Long-suffering in this extinction. A conceit. The lecherous inability to transform. And our initial states so often voted as death. Even the pasta AK, there was none found. A crew, all skeletons.
All for
introspection.
On capitalism.
At an archaeological site in New York, but it could have been Atlanta. Then two calories, not impervious. A million feet unearthed himself at last from the dirt. Hegman comprising the species down forever. Annihilated, it is believed not one real motherfucker inhabits America.
What up, B?
It is believed not one real motherfucker inhabits America, especially Andy. At present, archivists are looking on the good foot. James Brown is making a comeback. Oh, it's what they chant.
Character
species can disappear in a handcuff. And eyewitness say he still had the mic in his hand. Mandatory time to walking back up the hill, man, and the dogs barking, and Rottweiler's looking at you. God's got these mirror shades on.
They don't even see me, man.
I know, man. They don't see us.
The past tense.
call it a number,
a body,
call it what you used to be.
A check one, a check two,
check
me. But even my case, man, I'm telling you, man, why I got a mandatory beat, man. I ain't even have nothing, man. I'm just trying to grind out, man. Real out here, bro.
Not my deal.
I ain't got me here doing this time piece. Parole.
If it's me, not one time crime, motherfucker.
Man, I ain't even got no gun, bro.
And that was Radical Reversal with Not One Real MF in America. Radical Reversal are a, wow, there's not a lot of information about them actually, as a band anyway. They're I think just as much a social sort of social change kind of group, but you could say they're also an experimental poetry band is one way they've been described. Yeah. So if you didn't know, this is The Fourth World. You're listening to Raglan Community Radio. And tonight is installment number two of the series, which I've named fairly descriptively antidote to our lack of attention span. It's long format songs, trying to be 10 minutes minimum, succeeding tonight, not always succeeding. Last show I think there was some less than 10 minutes, but hey, it's trivial. I just thought, well, I find it an interesting phenomena that we can listen to, maybe we could listen to an album. We don't actually listen to albums much, so yeah, maybe that doesn't play out, but you know, people will listen to a string of songs, 3 minute songs, 2 minute songs, 4 minute songs at a stretch, and they can manage that, but then you listen to one 20 minute song, whereas maybe you listen to four 5 minute songs or 5 4 minute songs and you're okay. But our brain is more and more being conditioned to need to jump from one thing to the next. But if there's a song which is progressing, which is developing, which has layers, why can we not be absorbed and interested and taken in and maintained of our interest in that song for that period? I think it's a little microcosm of a bigger picture in society, of the sort of TikTok generation. And you know, nothing wrong with TikTok. I have a good friend, very good friend, who you know I've talked about many times on the show, Matt, and he loves TikTok and he sends me really awesome, cool, beautiful, funny, interesting stuff. But I do think there is something a little bit sort of slightly sort of not cool, not so cool about this sort of Twitter, TikTok sort of style. You know, within moderation, all good. But when Matt's a little bit older, but the younger generation, when all they have is 5 second, you know, 1 minute sort of sound bites, information bombardment, then what does that do to a young person's brain? Not to sort of want to sound like I'm on some high horse, but you know, there is some evidence that TikTok is a technique to keep people distracted, which, you know, by all means, be distracted for a little bit, but yeah, like I say, young people's brains. Okay, I will stop with that chatter. This is Richard Horton, who's a techno legend, and he paired up for an album with Chilly Gonzalez, who is a sort of an eccentric piano pop sort of maestro. Both very cool in their own ways. Chilly Gonzalez has some very beautiful, delicate piano pieces. Richie Horton has some very sort of minimal, banging, repetitious, like fairly forward-thinking kind of techno. Not for everyone, but they've paired together. Quite an unlikely pairing, but in this song at least, I feel like there's something there. It has its moments. Not perfect, but interesting nonetheless. Which, you know, that could potentially be an angle that is common on this show. Not perfect, but interesting nonetheless. So I'll stop talking. This is a track called Consumed, brackets in key, and it is by Richie Horton, and who also goes by the name Plastic Man, and Chilly Gonzalez. This is the Fourth World, 98.1 FM, Raglan Community Radio. And that was Consumed in Key by Richie Horton and Chili Gonzalez. You're listening to The Fourth World, 98.1 FM, Community Radio Raglan. I'm Louis. I'm going to be going through for another about a half an hour. So there'll be another couple of songs. I'm going to switch it up a little bit away from the kind of electronic-y sort of stuff. Back to some more traditional stuff, traditional music. I don't know. Terms are problematic. But this is, I'm going to play a track called, well, I'm not exactly sure what it's called. It's one of these titles where you're like, what is the name? But it's by a person called Anayampati S. Ganesan. And Anayampati S. Ganesan is a Carnatic musician from South India, from Chennai. And he plays, along with other things, along with violin, and also he's a vocalist, he plays the Jal Tarang. And the Jal Tarang, pretty cool sort of instrument or conglomeration of instruments. They're basically a set of ceramic or metal bowls that's filled with water, and the edge of the bowl is struck by a what they call a beater. And it's stunningly beautiful music. And this man, Anayampati S. Ganesan, his Jal Tarang set is 19 antique porcelain bowls from China that are 100 years old. So it's a little bit of trivia there for you, which is pretty cool. And it's quite an old instrument. It was actually the earliest mention, according to the wonderful world of the internet, was in Vajrayani's Kama Sutra. So it's also a very sexy instrument, which is good to know. Yeah, next time you're trying to woo your potential lover, you can play a little bit of Jal Tarang. Maybe you can play this song. This is Anayampati S. Ganesan with a tune called something along the lines of Nagu Momu Aberi Adi Chaga Raja. Anyway, I'll stop butchering the Carnatic language and play the tune. Thank you. Well, there you go, the downfall of technology. That was actually just my laptop dying. Classic, didn't plug it in. Rookie move. I'll just cut that tune there, I'm sorry. You're going to have to go and find it, or you're going to have to look up my show and find it on the playlist. Although I have a little secret to admit, I didn't push record, so the recording's not there. But you can always contact me, call the show if you're a real music nut and you're like, I really got to know what that tune is. I'm here every week, so you can do it, or else you probably already shazammed it. Or something along those lines, if you're that really interested. I'm going to play the last tune of the night. And yes, there's still 15 minutes to go, but this tune is going to run over by a good 7.5 minutes, because it is an epic, wonderful tune. 22 minutes, 32 seconds. Don't want to dwell on the length. It's not about longest is the best. It's just about saying, hey, why can't we sit down and just take the time to really let go and be absorbed in the music? Because, you know, we go out to a club, we take some drugs maybe, I'm not saying I do, but some people do, and they dance for flipping hours to the most repetitive music with bugger all interest or progression or anything going on. And they love it. And I tend to think, it's just my personal opinion, my personal belief, that everything that is capable of being accessed through substances is in your brain. It's in your little self, and you can access it. Just got to open yourself up to it. So on that sentiment, I would say, let go, open yourself up to longer songs with some real progression and take the time, put down your distractions and just have a listen. So this has been The Fourth World. I'll say goodnight now. Apparently I said the word shambolic many times in the last week on my show. I haven't said it once this week, apart from just now. This week's show has probably not been too much different, but thankfully there have been very long songs, so there's been less chance of messing it up. But onwards and upwards, next week is going to be better. It's going to be a dancehall extravaganza. It's going to be dystopian. It's going to be dark. It's going to be like end of the world stuff, but with a rugger atmosphere, which sounds, you may think, what the hell, but it's possible, and it is happening. So tune in next week. It's going to be a good one. I'm going to be prepped and ready to rock your little socks off, so come back. This is a tune called Graphs by Carolus Coverdale. Wonderful tune. Relax, cup of tea, relaxant of your choice, nice spot, and just enjoy the song. Okay, we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Peace.
Thank you.